Hi, everybody. This is Steve Barish. As you know, we lost our leader and one of the best people on the planet. Fred was a special person and born to lead, and he did. He led everybody and just became a very, very special person on the planet. Fred will definitely be missed by me and missed by everybody else who loved him. What we need to say tonight is that Fred was very special. I was in contact with Fred for about 4 days now, and I can tell you what happened. I went to synagogue on Monday. It's Rosh Hashanah this week for me, New Year's. And I was praying for Fred, and Fred came through with such power, at least 1,000 times the amount of power he had on this planet, and he knocked me over with the power that he had. It was just absolutely phenomenal, and he was just such a lovely human being. He woke me up 4 nights in a row. The first night, he was talking about Mikkel, and Mikkel, you know who Mikkel is. Mikkel is his fiance. And she's just a wonderful human being. She was actually running the show for Fred. She did everything. She made phone calls with Rebecca. She led just a perfect life with Fred, and they were so happy together. It was just incredible. Many times I had called, and Fred was just so happy with Mikkel. It just it was so wonderful to hear and see. The amazing part about it is that he was talking about Mikkel that evening to me after he had passed on. And I had Mikkel on the phone, and I said, Mikkel, what does baby mean? And she said, oh, my God, that's what he called me. That was his name that he had for me. And we both started to get choked up with it, and it was just an amazing thing that his voice was coming through so clear. And he told me to tell Rebecca that he loved her very much and wished her the best. And it was just an amazing time for me and for Mikkel. Rebecca is her backup person who just does everything too. I mean, these two ladies together just ran that company like clockwork. They knew what to do backwards and forwards. And I'm so happy that they are my friends, and I'll have lifelong friends with them for sure. I know Rebecca handled everybody with the grace of a queen. She was just absolutely fabulous. And Mikkel was in the background, and these people actually ran the company for Fred, and I have to admire them because they did such a beautiful job. And the reason I'm bringing all this up is because I know that he would want everybody to know that there was quite a crew here, and including myself. We did as much as we possibly could to run the company as best as we could. But the girls were actually, they're it. I mean, I responded to them as part of a team, but they actually ran the company. And for me, it was just a pleasure to be with them. And, you know, Fred and I were really close. I'm just going to miss him terribly. It's been very hard for me. We had such a friendship. We always talked about drag racing, and he was a champion racer back in 64. I was a champion racer back in 62. So we knew about drag racing. We knew we had a lot of fun with it on the air. We talked about it, and both of us were little boys, and we just really enjoyed ourselves and really had a wonderful time.
We do have Len Horowitz with us.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Len?
Hi.
Hi, Len. How you doing? It's a pleasure. Steve Barish here.
Hi, Steve. Yes. Are we on the air?
Yes, we are. We're live. Happy Rosh Hashanah, by the way.
Well, thank you so much. I'm just calling in to express my condolences and my heartfelt grief over what's happened to Fred.
Yes.
I just wanted to make some comments and also add a prayer, if I might.
Absolutely, please.
Yeah, I'm for everyone listening, Fred Bell was a dear friend of mine, and I'm going to miss him, even though we hadn't really spoken frequently over the last couple of years. I'd like to share a little bit of background on my relationship with Fred and how kind he was, and what a nice person and what an amazing genius that he was, and how he opened his heart to me, and how he educated me, and how he educated and opened his heart to so many others that I know. And so it is with grief and sadness that I address this audience tonight and share a little bit about my experience of Dr. Fred Bell. I met Fred Bell many years ago, probably in the early 90s, at a health expo. And the first thing that caught my attention about Fred, I'm sure probably maybe other people noticed it too, was that Fred would walk around frequently at health conferences with a tetrahedron structure on his head. And it would certainly draw attention and drew my attention. And I chatted with Fred. And man, I'll tell you, the man lost me within a couple minutes. I had no idea about what this fellow was talking about, but he seemed to make sense. He was clean cut. He was a gentleman. And he was very articulate. And he was impassioned by his subject matter. And as I listened to Fred, something in my heart struck a resonance, a truth that I didn't understand in my ignorance and my lack of education in his subject matter of physics and metaphysics and the whole concept of electrogenetics and the whole concept of how energy flows bioenergetically and cosmically. And Fred had written several books on the subject matter, and he had certainly very quickly impressed me to understand that I need to listen to this man and become friends with this man to educate myself about what I was really ignorant on. And Fred opened his heart and life to me in that way. He invited me over to his laboratory and was so excited to show me so many things in the Southern California home that he had, and shared his relationships with me, his friends with me, and attended my 50th birthday party. And he came with a very, very, very amazing special gift. It was one of the nicest gifts I've ever gotten from anyone. And again, you know, I say this because I haven't been constantly in contact with Fred. My life is so busy. His life was so busy. But he showed up at my 50th birthday party with the most amazing and beautiful crystal. A huge crystal. It was one of the biggest crystals I had ever seen. And he just said, "Len, this is for you." He says, "Happy birthday."
Wow.
And I was blown out by it. I mean, seriously, you know, I've given nice gifts, but I had never received or seen anybody give a gift to somebody like that. And I really appreciated it. And he shared with me so many wonderful things. I wouldn't be doing the work today to the level that I am, I think, without God's grace and the angels and the revelations, but also Fred Bell stands out in my mind and my heart. Fred was a sweet man.
Yes, he was.
I can't believe what's happened. I can't believe it. He shared with me so many wonderful things about electrons. I wouldn't even understand hydrogen and the contribution that hydrogen makes to water and energy and bioenergy and metaphysics and physics if it wasn't for Fred Bell, who first tried to wake me up and did, to how cosmic energy works to sustain our spirituality and uplift us and bless humanity. So I am really blown out by Fred's death, and I think that the world has lost one of the most amazing and wonderful people and the most brilliant geniuses of our time, who many people misunderstood. And gee whiz, all of us have our issues. We're all, you know, have We're not Jesus yet. We're not walking on water yet, and we're all trying. And Fred was certainly also out there working for humanity and to uplift us spiritually. And people didn't understand him a lot of times. He had a gruff side. I think we all do when we see righteous indignation. Jesus had a rough side, and Fred had one, and I had one, and everybody that I think I know has a little bit of a quirky side to them. But, you know, Fred Bell was amazing and a beautiful human being.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be on BBS Radio if it wasn't for Fred Bell. Don Newsom, who was very, very special and close friends with Fred, was introduced to me by Fred. And Fred blessed me by having introduced me to Don and got me on the radio here at BBS. And when he called, he said, Len, he says, there's a very, very special man, Don Newsom, and this new project that he's starting, I really want to work on, and I would really encourage you, because it's a voice to bring spirituality and truth to America and the world that I think you really need to be a part of. So my introduction and my show wouldn't be if it wasn't for Fred Bell. And I feel very, very also uncomfortable and saddened by the timely or synchronous death of Fred, with having just been interviewed on Jesse Ventura's program. Because when I was called by Renee, who's one of the show scouts and producers, and was asked specifically about who might I recommend for a project, a film and a segment on how to protect ourselves from electromagnetic frequency vibrations that the governments and the non-lethal warfare and weapons industry might be hurting us with and killing us with, I thought instantly about Fred. And I said to Renee, I said, I think you should call Fred. And I said, you know, Bruce Tanio is another person, but Fred Bell was initially immediately on my mind. And I said, I told her that, and I wrote her that. And she said, you know, if I know Fred, and Fred's already been on my list. And so it feels like to me I'm very uncomfortable about the fact that, you know, we've got a show called Conspiracy Theory with Jesse Ventura, and Fred had just been done filming on that, and then suddenly, how is it possible that Fred would have whatever he had drop dead on the floor? And so then I heard that apparently Alex Jones had been interviewed and interviewing Jesse Ventura, and there's a comment made, and I'm still researching it. I don't have enough information on it, that said that Fred was involved in something that told very, very important, urgently, Jesse Ventura about, and that was compelling Jesse to go to the police with the information because he suspected foul play. And I know that all of us, I know that BBS Radio, Don and Doug and the family, Newsom family, that puts on and risks their lives in putting on the truth like this, and those of us in the real patriot, real truth movements, real science movements, those of us who have been real heroic in our efforts to brave and move through whatever fear, whatever threat there is, are under this matter of risk. And Fred was at the forefront. He was an innovator. He was a brave hero, and he will be in my heart forever. I will always be indebted to Fred Bell, and I thank all of us in holistic health, beyond New Age, into real Christian understandings of how Jesus operated and was able to walk on water with hydrogen, the electrons, the energy, the spirituality. The master of that information and the first pioneer that reached my ear was Fred Bell. I'm very concerned, and I ask for prayers tonight for not just Fred, because we know Fred is in a much better place than we are, But I ask for prayers for protection for all of us who are following the footsteps of Fred Bell and trying to protect humanity against the gross spiritual degradation, intoxication, and weaponry that have been developed and deployed. So with that, I ask everybody to please join me in a prayer. Heavenly Creator, in Yeshua's blessed name, I praise you for all the blessings that you give us, including Fred Bell, whose lives touched so many of our lives, blessed us with so much beauty and information and understanding that we did not understand because we are ignorant, and that Fred was a shining light of truth and science and physics and metaphysics that touched our hearts and touched our minds and changed our lives and changed our hearts and helped heal and protect so many people. So I give thanks for you, Creator, for giving us Fred Bell, Dr. Fred Bell, and for the works that had touched our lives and for the protection that he administered to humanity. I thank you. And I thank you for continuing to bless us through Fred Bell from the other side. I know, and Fred knows, that Fred is listening right now. I'm certain of that, and I'm certain that he's in our hearts, and that's where the energy is, and that's where the spirituality is, and that's where the greatest truth resides. So, Fred, I'm asking you, and I'm basically honoring you by asking you and saying to you that all of us are awaiting your support and guidance still, because you are connected to our hearts and our intuitions and whatever science and whatever physics and whatever metaphysics and whatever understandings that are necessary to protect humanity optimally. I ask for you, with the grace of God and the angels of revelation, to reveal those through us and with us and continue your presence with us forever and ever. In Yeshua's blessed name, I praise you, Heavenly Creator. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Fred, I can see Fred up there now laughing. He's just, he's on the other side, and he's happy. He's really, really happy. He's such a wonderful human being. He has touched my soul so much. And everybody else's, and, you know, the owner of Paradigm, the word is just, it says everything about him. He was it. He was the president of Paradigm. He was everything. I think what we'll do is, I wanted to talk to Mikkel. Mikkel is Dr. Bell's better half. So if you don't mind, Mikkel, are you there, honey?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Good. Yes, I can hear you fine. Did you want to say something about Fred?
I have a few things to say. I just want everyone to know. I have spoken with many of you over the years just through Paradigm, and I'm just here tonight to honor the love of my life, Dr. Fred Bell, my partner, and everything in life and love. This has just been a really, really rough week. I do feel Fred's energy through me. I think he's the reason I'm even out of bed and able to talk tonight. I know he's making me do this. I'm honestly having a very hard time. I'm going to do the best I can here. I'm just going to speak for a moment and just say a few things. I have to honor him. And I know everyone wants to know what happened, and I was there with him, and as hard as this is for me, I'll give you all the details in a moment. I really just first want to acknowledge him as one of the most amazing people to ever walk this planet. There never is and never will be anyone like Dr. Fred Bell. We, you know, we loved each other greatly, and we had so much fun every day. Me and everyone around us laughed. Just outrageous sense of humor. It's so important to him to always have fun. He loves his toys, and he always talks to you about racing. It's just important to him to have fun. He's, you know, really worked hard all of his life and always wants to play, too. We work hard and we play hard. You know, he is, I always call him my Renaissance man. He's not just a brilliant scientist and author, but a great poet. He's a really multi-talented musician. He's taught himself to play a lot of instruments and just greatly, and he's just got the most beautiful singing voice. I often wake up. I go to bed before him, and he wakes me up playing a saxophone or singing and singing along to some of his own music or Moody Blues, which is one of his favorite bands who he toured with for many years as a friend. He loves music, and he was really looking forward in getting back into music and working on that. We did know this was inevitable, and we knew there was a difference in our age and life, but we just really thought we had a lot longer together and we had a lot of plans together. He has trained me for this and prepared me well and told me a lot of things. He's so amazing. I just really can't get into a lot of things, so I'm just going to kind of go into what happened and then I'm just going to, So, as many people have heard, we did go on a business trip to Minneapolis. It's amazing to me that I believe that we were still on the plane about this time last week, just arriving in Minneapolis on Thursday. And he was really looking forward to filming on Friday, which he did. He was very, very proud of himself when he came back to the hotel, just feeling great and felt like he made a really great connection with Jesse, that they were going to be good friends, and that he did a really good spot on the show, and he thought he looked great in his picture. He had no lack of ego for anybody that knows him. He thought he looked great. He thought he did a great job, and he was just really looking forward to the show that hopefully will be on in January. And he was just really proud of himself. And so that was Friday. Saturday, he was just exhausted. We hung out in the hotel room and just kind of watched movies all day, and then we ended up going out to a really nice dinner, and we had a great time. We came back Saturday night, and we were planning on leaving Sunday morning. So Sunday morning, we woke up, and he had just ordered room service, and we had a little partition between our room and the bathroom, and he was walking in to the bathroom, making a pot of coffee for himself, and he was talking, and he just collapsed, and I heard a thump. And I just jumped over to him, and, that was the beginning of whatever, and I just had to get with it, and he was just making a funny sound, and I called 911 and screamed out into the hotel room, started screaming to people, and they came, and they took him, and we went to the hospital, and they came and told me, and this all happened within 45 minutes. It was so fast. And really, all I know is what I've been told. That he had an enlarged heart and fluid in his lungs. I cannot believe it. He absolutely ran circles around me and everybody else, so full of life and energy. I'm just in absolute disbelief and shock. I couldn't keep up with him, and I'm half his age. It's like I've never met anyone like him. He's the most incredible man in the world, and I will love him forever. Anyway, our 7-year anniversary is on Saturday, and I just want to close, and I'm going to read this poem he wrote to me. I haven't seen it in a long time, and all these things that I'm finding, of course, have so much different meaning at this point, but he was really looking forward to getting back into his music, and the way he wrote this was as a song, but it's a beautiful poem, and when I got home, I had to come back home from Minneapolis on the trip by myself on Sunday, and it was the hardest trip of my life, and my sister picked me up at the airport and brought me home, and I just came in and just wanted to be in our home together, and I picked up a picture album, and this poem fell out, and I'm the one that put the picture albums together, and I didn't put that poem in there, so I know he did, and I want to read this. So this is Dr. Bell. He wanted to do this in this song, so here we go. It says, here I am on sleeping dreams in the night, here behind the light in your dreams, held at the seams by your heart, by your soul. You will know it is me when I am there. In the wind, it is a sound, beyond the day so distant, beyond your dreams, behind the sun, deep within the stars, here within you. Seek to move the universe a lifetime back before. It's in the wind, in the sound of a distant waterfall, falling from a river that crosses the great beyond. Go to the sea, within the heartbeat of the waves. I am waiting there. And that's just perfect. That's just him. And I love him very much and always will. And that's all.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mikkel.
Okay.
Is your mom there, honey? Did she want to say something?
Yeah, they're around here somewhere.
Okay.
you go on ahead, and I'll figure it out. Yeah, my mom and possibly Rebecca know him very well and love him much and have some beautiful words to say also.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Anybody that's out there that, you know, has anything to say or anyone that knows him, to call in. We just appreciate your words, and I want to thank everyone for their condolences, and Renee from Jesse Ventura, and they've all been wonderful. I've talked to her, and they've, you know, sent some beautiful flowers, and everyone's just been, you know, really supportive, and I appreciate everybody's wishes. Just understand, this is the first day I've even been able to hardly get out of bed, even though I'm not sleeping. I'm just not functioning, and I'm doing what I can. So we're definitely going to do everything we can to continue on his legacy. That's what he wants. I know that. He's worked this hard his whole life, and all he ever cares about is getting the information out. And that's all. Anyway, I'm gonna hand you to my mom and let her say a statement. But thank you, everyone, for everything. And thanks for listening to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show. Buddy Boo is here with me, and he's been hanging out and being quiet this whole week. He hasn't said a whole lot. So he's sitting right here, and we're all good, and we're trying to make this happen. So we're trying to hold it together. So thank you guys for everything. There you go.
Thank you.
Hello, Steve. This is Deborah Williams. Hi.
Hi. Hi, Deborah. How are you doing?
Well, you know, I'm hanging in there. My daughter, Mikkel, this has been very hard on her, although she knows that Fred's wonderful. Right. Those of us that are left behind, you know, we're having a little bit of a struggle. He's our...
Oh, yeah.
He's our beloved, and I wrote this, and I will read it. Our beloved Dr. Fred completed his ascension process on September 25th, in the year of our Lord, 2011. Dr. Fred is known internationally as a man of vision and great courage. Those of us who knew him best know his kind, sweet heart. Most people know Dr. Fred as an authority on energy, and many think of him as eccentric, and bold he is. Dr. Fred always speaks the truth, regardless. He is in contact with his loved ones and continues his work more powerfully than ever with his God presence. Dr. Fred kept us all laughing with his outrageous sense of humor and challenged our minds with his incredible knowledge of shattering the paradigm of false belief systems. He will be forever missed in his earth form by those who love him, and he requests his fellow comrades in truth hold the frequency high by keeping your faith and trusting in God and all that's good. Work for change in the world and yourself. The light of his life, Mikkel, his daughter, his birds, and his fishies will be carrying on his legacy. Pray for the death of ignorance. Our whole family loves you, Dr. Fred. Thank you for everything. And Steve, I'll just share just a moment, and then Rebecca's going to talk, but I've been here on his estate and his ranch with Mikkel for a number of weeks at a time, and Fred's wanted me here, and I have been so amazed at this man. I work with scientists all over the world. I've never known anyone like this man. He's the most amazing man that ever walked this planet, as far as I'm concerned.
Yes.
You know, he's a master. He is good. He's amazing, and he had, as Mikkel said, the energy. He would get up in the morning. He'd be out at 7 o'clock. He was going till late at night. He was playing his music. He was keeping us laughing, but he was so busy, and he was always writing, and he was always concerned about the world and about keeping the frequency high.
Yes.
So what I what I say to everybody is, know Dr. Fred came for all of us, and honor his work. Keep your frequency up. No fear. Faith will replace that, and we must keep the frequency high. So love to everybody. I hope now more than ever people will know of him. And that's really all I can say right now. But we, you know, we kind of right on this earth plane, we lost our best bud, but we've got a wonderful angel. Thank you. Mikhail just said angel. Okay, love. Steve, we love you, and we love Lynn Horowitz, and we thank him for his beautiful words.
Thank you.
And I'm going to give you Rebecca now, and blessings to everyone. Namaste.
Sure thing. Namaste.
Okay, darling, talk to you soon. Here's Rebecca.
Hello, Steve Barish.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi.
I'm so glad you're on.
I know. As everyone knows, I'm the first person you hear when you call, so I figured I might want to say something since everybody hears my voice anyways. I just wanted to say hello to Don Newsom and thank him, and thank Lynn for his great words. And like I said, I'm the first voice you hear when you call Paradigm, so I'm still hoping to be the first word you hear. I always relate all messages to Dr. Bell and have held the best position in life, working closely side by side with Dr. Bell and Mikhail.
Yeah.
He is the greatest man I know. I will never meet anyone like him. It has been a privilege working for him, and I will continue to work for him. I just want to say I love you, Dr. Bell. My family loves you, and we will miss you every day. And that's all I have to say. And he'll take care of me. I know he will.
Yeah.
And my Mikhail.
Yep.
Just, that's all I have to say, Steve. And thank you for doing a great job and always being there for us, okay?
Thanks, sweetheart.
All righty. And
you.
I'm going to hang up now, but thank you so much to all of his friends on BBS Radio
and
all of his friends through Paradigm. We thank you. And please continue to call.
Thank you.
Bye, Steve.
Well, honey. I guess Don, the president of BBS Radio, would like to say something. He's been the right-hand man. So, Don, are you there?
Well, I am here.
Oh, thank you, Don.
Yeah, no, appreciate you inviting me on this show.
It's my honor.
I've been a little overwhelmed by the whole thing, really, to be honest with you. Fred, to me, was an icon of our network.
Yes.
He really was the reason why we developed a network like this, a spiritual understanding with a lot of knowledge and wisdom, but a man who followed his heart. And, you know, he worked with the government, but he still ultimately followed his heart in everything he did. So he did the same with respect to this network, and he's always done the same with all communications that he's had with me. This is hard for me. There was two people that started this network, and Fred was one of them, and Winfrey was the other. And, well, of course, and myself.
Yes.
So losing Fred is probably one of the most dramatic things this company will ever go through. It doesn't change anything, except that we lose such a great part of our soul. He was a part of the BBS Radio's soul. He always will be. And again, he was iconic with us. He symbolized what we were trying to propel. We're going to miss him.
Oh, absolutely.
We're going to miss him.
Absolutely.
I didn't realize how hard it would be. I thought I'd have the words, I'd be able to go through this. I mean, I've lived through my parents dying, but oddly enough, Fred's passing has, you know, affected me deeper. And I knew my folks.
Yeah.
I mean, they were much closer than Fred. I mean, they really were. They were my folks. But I have never felt so deeply warped by somebody's passing than I have with Fred. Because it just feels like my guts have been ripped out. I've tried to deal with it.
I understand. It's been the same for me. I haven't been able to sleep. I haven't been able to understand this whole thing that happened. It hits me so hard that I can't even speak sometimes. So I know how you feel.
He to me was like a really honestly a father. We used to speak 8 to 9 hours a day, folks.
It's not easy losing somebody that you love so much.
Well, I should be saying, I should be really dancing a jig. You know, I feel like death is something to be celebrated. That's at least how I mean, that's how I feel about it. I just don't feel that way today. I don't usually get so broken up about death. So again, a lot of people in my family have died, and friends and those I love, and I don't know many people, I mean, that haven't passed away. I worked with my father's crowds when I was younger, so. But losing Fred, it's just like losing a piece of me.
It's been really, really tough.
It has nothing to do with business. The man was. He was the soul. I mean, he was part of this wonderful dimension we'd created, the soul of it. And same with many of the people that created this with us, Winfrey, another, and Nancy Leader, folks. Nancy Leader was the third. Yeah, Zeta Talk, believe it or not. And there was Eva Herr, Infinite Consciousness, which used to be Healing of Agape. And it started to roll into a few more shows. But these first shows were really where Blog In Broadcasting Service, or BBS, began. And there was an intimate relationship we had with these people. And with Fred, again... there is no comparison. I don't think there ever will be. He lived larger than life. He had a big ego. That's why I loved him. You can't be in media without one. And if you think you can, well, try it. You know, you got to have a good-sized ego because you're trying to magnetize or attract people. And you're trying to influence people. And Fred was one of the best at his art, but only because he worked through his heart.
Yes.
And that's why we here at BBS Radio loved him so much, why we treasure him, and we will always treasure him. That man will have always a place in our heart. We love you, Fred. We love you, Fred. We hope you'll stay with us always. We hope you live forever. We wish you always peace and love on your journey. May you and all those you loved and your family members reach prosperity and wisdom and love that you've always dreamed of, which incorporated science and the mystical arts. You're going to be sorely missed, my friend. We've lost a profound, intelligent, and wise man. And I almost feel like we're never going to recover. I mean personally, as a human race, people like him were why I started this network.
Yeah.
So I hope we never lose people like him, because it seems lately it's a trend. And this was so out of the blue, folks. I mean, hey, you left. I'm even left a little wondering by it all.
Yeah.
It was so, and it seems to be a trend, and I and that trend has now taken my friend.
Yeah. I thought he would live for a long time.
He's going to live forever. He's going to live forever.
Yes. Yes. There's no question in my mind about that.
If any, you know, ladies and gentlemen, if any of you want to call in and you'd like to speak with Steve or I, because remember, folks, this, unless we get permission from their family or whatever happens, I mean, chances are this will be the last Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy show. I really don't know what to say about all that. He had a live show with us every week at this hour.
Yeah.
And he also ran, you know, he ran an archive Sunday late in the evening. And that program won't be airing as well, folks. This is really going to be his last program unless family members or something, or somebody decides that it's going to remain going. I'm traumatized. I can't believe it's going to be coming off the air. I hope it doesn't, but I mean, the reality says that this is likely to be the last program. We're never going to get rid of his archives. They're always going to be there. His information will be there. You'll always be able to get it, the subscribers. We're going to be changing things up next year so that anything older than a year will all be open to the public, everything. All of our archives that are 12 months or older will be open to everybody, and then anything going forward from there will be a subscription fee. If you want to, you know, I mean, folks, we got to make a dollar somewhere. Honest, okay? And I'm sorry we have to do it, but it's going to be, better than it is now, because it'll be free anything over a year, which means anything Dr. Bell had broadcast and aired is just going to be available to the public. So that's a plus, and that's going to be coming next year. He's not going to go away. He's always going to remain a permanent part of our network.
Yes.
It's going to be so different, emotionally speaking, different, because the wealth and the spirit that this man had while he was alive permeated everything. He was always there with me, always there with us, to know that has crossed and made the walk is difficult. Maybe more difficult for us and myself than it is for him at this point. But.
Yeah, it's going to be really tough. I know what you're talking about. He was absolutely wonderful. He was the most gifted man I've ever met in my life.
We have Jamil. Jamil is a program host on this network. She's wanting to say a couple words. Jamil, welcome to the Dr. Fred Bell Health, Science, and Energy Show.
Thank you very much for welcoming me. And I'm listening to the show, and I was not aware. I've read Fred's things and listened to a show of his. But listening to you, I'm listening to everybody. I'm hearing a theme that I've just recently gone through myself, and the theme is that our elders are passing the torch, that the wise ones who've led us are complete, and they're passing their torch to all of us, because we have the energy, and we have the spirit, and we have the knowledge in our bodies, and the ability to tune in interdimensionally, mental, multidimensionally, to this new energy that's coming in. And this passing of the torch is requisite for us to integrate fully who we are, and take full responsibility for the gifts that we bring, and to move out of the shadows of the great wise ones that have led us and healed us and held us in their light for so long. And I'm hearing this theme in Don sharing, and the shaking of, wow, the soul, and it is the soul, and his beloved partner, and this, she's half his age for a good reason. You know, we have a great place to continue from, because mm-hmm. of all the tremendous work that has been done before us. And mm-hmm. I want to offer that, and that I'm really grateful you're all offering this space to come together as a community and be with him in his bright light. And indeed, death is an illusion. As my mother, Juliet Nightingale, who is the brilliant elder that nurtured me in much this same way, and she likewise a host on BBS radio, and she left. And so I've just come out of this 2 years, and it takes time. It took me 2 years to put all that together. So I want to offer that message, and my whole heart goes out to all of you, and we are all in this together, and nothing but the brightest is awaiting us. So that's my message, and thank you for welcoming me.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. It's so powerful not hearing Fred on the other end and laughing with him. It's been very painful for me, and painful for the family, and I imagine painful for a lot of people out there. So if anybody feels like calling, we have 48 minutes. Well, we have 12 minutes to go, and I would like for people to call in and speak how they feel. I think it's important, because this might be the last show, and it would be really nice hearing from other people. He was a very special person and very well loved by everybody in his family, and including myself.
Thank you.
It's so painful to hear.
Steve?
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you. I was going to pass the torch off to Seth, if I could, just for a second.
Absolutely.
Seth just wanted to say a few words, and then sure. Maybe Doug. And we, folks, Deborah Herman of Soul Odyssey, and I mean, it's a fabulous program. She does readings. She's always an engaging show, which is amazing. I mean, engaging. I love Soul Odyssey. You ought to tune in. It's usually an hour after Fred Bell's show. But today it won't be airing, and I'm sorry for those that are tuning in thinking that Soul Odyssey will air today. She has been so graceful. Thank you, Deborah. Thank you. Blessings to you, sweetheart. She actually gave us this hour and are allowing us. Bear with me. Please continue, Steve. I'll be right back.
Sure.
It is a phone.
Sure.
Several.
Sure.
I'll be right.
Not a problem. I just want you to know that Fred meant everything to me. He was a very special person in my life. I feel so honored that he picked me to be his co-host. I don't know what to say.
All right, I apologize. Yeah. This is actually Fred Butler, and he's interviewed Fred in the past, and Fred has a few words to say. Fred, welcome to the show.
Yeah, this is George Butler in Austin,
George,
Texas.
Sorry. I'm saying Fred. I apologize. Forgive me. Forgive me.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Yeah, this is George Butler. I'm a talk show host, co-host of The Secret Truth out of Austin, Texas on GCN Network along with Charlotte Littlefield. And we got to know Fred Bell over the last 4 years. The last time we interviewed him was about the Fukushima plant in Japan. And he was such a marvelous, insightful, caring man, very, very thoughtful, always very polite on the air. And but he had insights that no one else that we ever interviewed had. He introduced me to the electrojet dynamics of the geophysics of the Earth during that program.
Oh,
and
wow.
It has to do with the sun and the discharge of the sun's particles into the northern and southern polars, and then the energy field is created called an electrojet field around the equator. And I mean, we got into things with Fred Bell that unlike any other person that I could ever ever talk to. And he was really a nice person who actually in the end he started out on MK Ultra and all those government programs, but in the end he was for the people.
We love you.
Yeah, that's one of the bottom line things I began to understand is that. As a very young man at 14, he was recruited into some of these secret programs, but in the end, he was for the people.
Yep. Yes, he was.
But anyway, that's basically, what I had to say. I didn't want to spend too much time on the air so the other callers. So, but, boy, this is a marvelous program, and I hope that they can carry it on.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Steve, for hosting this tonight.
Thank you. Very
beautiful tribute to Dr. Fred Bell.
Thank you. Everybody else wants to talk on BBS? Don?
No, at this particular moment, we're still waiting for callers. But remember, folks, it is toll-free. Do I know the numbers? No. Come on, I don't remember the numbers. But if you go to bbsradio.com, there's an 800 toll-free number. It's good for the U.S. and Canada. And then there are direct lines you can call. We got lots of numbers. Again, we make it interactive. That's what we do.
The phone numbers are 1-888-815-9756.
Thank you. 815-9756.
Again, 1-888-815-9756. The next number is 1-530-327-7602. The next number is 1-530-413-4510. And the next is 1-530-413-4522. And we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to be able to talk to you and show your heart and your feelings to everybody that is connected with Dr. Fred. We have little time left. It's 8:50.
No, we have an hour.
Oh, we do
again,
have an hour. Wonderful.
Yeah. Deborah Herman, Soul Odyssey, folks. This is a lady. Thank you, Deborah. She is a lady who lives through her heart.
Thank you.
That's what I love about this network. That's what you're going to find here, and she is no exception. She is actually part of the rule. I love you, Deborah. Thank you. And we're going to continue on through the next hour.
Okay, that's wonderful. Thank you, Deborah. That's so kind of you. That's the kind of people that really work at BBS Radio. I think it's absolutely wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much. Please give us a call in 1-888-815-9756. We'd love to talk to you and to be able to speak to you. And please.
We do have a Jason Williams, a friend I hear. Sorry to interrupt, a friend actually, Steve.
Yeah.
Jason Williams, I guess, is a friend of the family. And he's on line 3. Jason, welcome.
Well,
yes. That's absolutely wonderful. Thank you.
You might want to turn off your radio or your
okay.
car or internet or whatever. Yeah.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, Jason, we can.
Okay. Hi, Steve.
Hi,
this is Mikkel's brother. How are you?
Yes, I'm doing fine. Thank you. I remember you very well.
I just wanted to call and pay my respect to the great Dr. Fred Bell and tell him I love him very much and miss him. And thank you and Don and everybody else for this show and for speaking, for being a friend to Fred. I just wanted to share one thing about Fred. His humanness of he was with us. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, very well.
Excuse me. Yes, he was so supportive, you know, as a human and as a friend, not only to my sister and loved my sister very much, but as well as my family and for me. I am very honored and blessed to have worked for him for 5 years and been a friend and him be a brother, sort of a father figure in my life. And, you know, like many had said, yes, he had an ego and he did have a very tough shell. But he was very sweet soul and spirit and cared very much about humanity and spiritual evolution and spreading the word of information and consciousness and light. And I just want to say, you know, I'm very blessed to have known him and have him in my life. I plan on continuing my work and my life and music for him. And he will channel through me and God's energy, you know. I'm very thankful to have shared. I produced a track for him, remade. You guys all know he is a Renaissance man and in many areas. He was an artist, you know, just a genius thinker, scientist, and a musician. And one thing we did share was music. That was a passion and love we shared. And I'm very blessed to have produced for him a song years ago. It was a song off his Fellowship album called Echo, and he performed this in San Francisco at an event. I believe he had just given an award to Kitaro, and then he performed, you know, over my production. He performed his beautiful, you know, soulful melody, and I wish I was there to see it. But I'm very thankful to have shared that in my life. And I'm 26 years old, and you know, I'm calling right now from where he raised his children, where Pyridine was born, where you know, he has supported my family and loved all of us, and I just want to, you know, thank him very much for his work and life's work and being a friend of man and you know, of all of you, and thank you guys all for loving him. And rest in peace, reincarnate in power, my friend. I love you very much, and we all miss you and love you. Peace.
Thank you, Jason.
Yes.
That was really beautiful. Thank you so much. You sound a lot more mature than 25.
Thank you. I'm 26, but thank you.
26? Well, excuse me for the year, but you sound a lot more mature.
Oh, that's all right. You know, I'm a young man, but an old soul, I've always felt. And and I'm very, very blessed to, I was born and raised vegetarian and raised, you know, vegan. And Fred has always been supportive and encouraged me in my music and life and who I am as a man and made me, you know, really feel good and know that what I, you know, what I stand for and what I believe. You know, we really saw eye to eye in many things. And I appreciate, you know, he was a very highly evolved spiritual soul. And, we all love him very much. It is so hard for us to let go of the physical in this earth plane, you know, this Monday, May, school of misery. And, you know, I don't know what happened and whether, you know, government or not, but we will not be afraid, and you cannot silence any of us. You know, whether you want to, I don't know what happened to Fred, but however and whatever happened, there's no matter what. The message will always be carried on, and we will always channel and bring truth, love, God, and light. You know, just the message of helping man and what's really going on.
Yes.
So, I just want to thank you and everybody at BBS Radio, all the callers. You know, my love to my family, to my sister, to my mother, to mm-hmm. Rebecca. Mm-hmm. You know, thank you all for you know, just being there for Fred, and thank Fred for being in our lives. We miss you very much. I'm sorry. It's hard. I don't know what to say. I'm lost of words, but
Jason,
he is and always will be with us. And thank you.
Thank you, Jason.
Yes. So love, peace to the world, to the universe, to man, to all of us, you know.
Thank you, Jason.
Thank you, Steve.
You're welcome, buddy. Yeah. It's been quite an evening. It's wonderful that Don and I can host such a powerful show and to be in touch with our hearts and speak our truth and to let people know that we're really going to miss Fred. And I learned so much from him. I'm just amazed at everything that he taught me. And it's just been so wonderful. It's been really quite a ride. So it's been wonderful. Are you there, Don?
I am. And folks, I thought I was immune to it. I thought I was immune to people dying. Again, most people in my family have passed either in front of me or had heart attacks in front of me. I've been around it. And really, this affected me deeply. And it's not a business thing. That man, if you knew him, then you'd know what I mean. Because, I don't know. Fred Bell was just, he became a part of your life, and he became a very special part of your life.
The way that I met Fred, I was in Toronto, and we were at the Toronto Health Fair, and he had his beautiful booth there, and at the time he had nuclear receptors, and he had the head gear and the vitamins and minerals and stuff. But my wife and I, my ex-wife, we passed his booth and we both stopped, and all we saw were these necklaces. And I said to Donna, I said, honey, I said, we got to get these necklaces. I've never seen anything so powerful in my life. And we had a lot of fun. I went to his show. And he did amazing feats with the line. I couldn't believe what I was watching. And after the show, there's 500 people in the audience. And after the show, he walked right up to me and said, this necklace would be wonderful for you.
I love it.
And walked away. And I said to myself, honey, did you see that? And I went back to the booth, and he was there.
Well, and, we got Jerome. We actually have a fellow named Jerome.
Oh, wonderful. Jerome, please come on.
Yes, Steve. I've called and talked with you before and also with Dr. Bell. And
Thank you.
I just want to wish my condolences to the BBS family and all his friends.
Thank you.
And especially Mikkel. Who I spoke with. I purchased the receptor about 3 or 4 years ago, and she was very helpful setting that up. And I bought several of his books, and I was fortunate enough to get a signed copy of The Inside Track. Mm-hmm. And, Dr. Bell was just phenomenal, and he was so far ahead of people that I read his stuff, and I think I understand it. And then even when he was on the show talking, he'd make stuff sound like you could understand it. But then after a while, you realize you didn't really understand it. I don't mean that in a negative way. I mean,
the stuff that he was
reaching into, it was just so, so difficult.
Right. And he made it sound very easy.
Especially, I wish my condolences to Mikkel,
right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's all I wanted to say. And Dr. Bell will truly be missed.
Absolutely. I've never known anybody that can that can raise everybody's life just by talking to people. I was amazed. I learned how to do that from him, and it's amazing how wonderful he was and how easy he was. He never put anybody down. He did what he wanted to do. He did it his way. He made everybody feel so good. He made everybody feel like they were important, and they were. It's just amazing the life that he has led that did so much beautifulness to everybody. I'm just amazed at how many people have called me at home from around the world and just were talking about him. It's just amazing. It's just amazing that people loved him so much.
Actually, to know him is to love him. He actually epitomizes that phrase. Douglas, yes, please. Douglas, my partner and co-owner of the network, actually has a few words to say. Doug, please.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Doug.
Hi. I just have a few words to say. I really, really, really loved Dr. Bell. I met him a few times. He struck me as a beautiful man. What I can remember most is his piercing green emerald eyes. He was unusual, magnetic, brilliant, and I loved to talk. And I loved to talk with people about unusual subjects, and that man talked about unusual subjects. He's going to be truly missed by us all. I think he was a light in this world. I wish there were more people like him. What can you say about a guy who's done so much and truly made a difference, except he's going to be dearly missed?
Yes.
I wish I could say more. I'm going to hand it back on over to my brother only because I've got a call that's so important that I've been waiting literally 5 years for. This just seems to be right at the same time. Maybe there's a coincidence, maybe not. It could change my life, this call. But know this, my heart is with everybody out there. It's especially with Fred in the afterlife. I'm sure he's looking down, smiling at us all with those green eyes. And more aware now than he's ever been.
Thank you, Doug.
Blessings.
Thank you.
Wow.
Please,
wow.
Let me give out some more phone numbers here, please. Talk radio, it's 1-888-815-9756, 1-530-327-7602, 1-530-413-4510 and 1-530-413-4522. We'd love to hear from you. We talked about this might be the last show, and I would certainly love to hear from you, and Don would love to hear from you and let us know your wonderful receptors that you've bought and the projectors. Please say something that would uplift us. We need that too. We need a lot of love also. And just Fred's missing here is it's very difficult. It's very difficult. He was everything to me. He was a great man. So please call in, and so we can hear what you have to say, and, it'd be a lot of fun.
Steve?
Yes?
I'd like to just maybe emphasize one point to the audience that, Fred Bell is not only an icon, but his knowledge is out there. It's out there for you to read. You can go to his website. You can still read his books. There's a lot of information even on our website about Fred Bell, and it's going to stay up. Again, the archives will always be in existence, so you want to share. I mean, if you want to share them with your friends, again, it'll be free. We'll suck up the bandwidth at no cost. Again, it's going to be next year that's going to happen. But It'll be a lot of information like this we're going to be propelling out there. We feel should be free, and our archive system right now locks up all files in our audio system. We really can't differentiate between a set of dates and another because, hey, we haven't put the money into a good system. So there you go. But we are. We've done that, so things are going to change. And it'll allow a lot more freedom for the yeah. audio and the information, and people be able to make comments and really not only link to it, but comment on the information, and it'll be seen everywhere as well. So it'll be a nice change, and it'll help propel Fred's information, because that's, after all, what Fred wanted to do. He had a second show with us. It was Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show, Double Dose. He always liked to refer to it as a double dose of Dr. Bell, and so that was kind of coined, and he put out information from the 60s and 70s and information from prior shows and interviews that he had and discussions he had. So all that's always going to be made available. There's a lot of it. There's more programming by Dr. Fred Bell than most on our network. And everything that he talked about is as relevant then as it is today, shockingly enough.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
He'll live on with us. He'll live on in you, Steve.
Thank you.
And into his family.
Thank you.
And to the listeners, we are going to wrap this up in the next short little bit. We've got another 15 minutes, and then we have to start wrapping up and gearing up for the productions for the evening.
Sure.
But if there are any last-minute callers that would like to call and pay a tribute to Fred, please do. Please do.
Yes.
Now, again, this was not only his home, it was our home. And so that'll be the last time I can really say that.
Yeah. I just wanted to thank Marjorie Cole. She's a wonderful human being and a good friend of mine who called me this morning around 8 o'clock or 8:30 in the morning, and wanted to send her condolences. And Marjorie is one of a great number of people who really loved Fred Bell, and I love her. She's a fantastic lady, and I guess the reason I met her was because of Dr. Bell, and I think it's wonderful knowing that people like that exist. She makes some of the best creams in the world.
Hey, Steve, this is Seth. Do you mind if I jump in?
Oh, Seth, please do.
I've been in the background for the show, just making sure things run smoothly here.
Yes.
But like I've been doing for almost 5 years now.
Yeah.
And so I'd like to think I know Fred, because he and I talked at least once a week, for...
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, for years now, I never got to meet him in person. I always wanted to. That was the plan. We were going to meet him at one of the conventions.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what was going to happen. But I'm going to miss him because he had a great sense of humor. He would always give me shit every time I called him up. Without fail. I was always calling someone's bait and tackle shop every time before the show.
Yeah.
And I loved him too, because he was the genius he was. I mean, I'm vaguely conversant in technology, and he was just head and shoulders beyond anything I'd ever seen. And I could almost follow him. Not quite, but almost. But it was always fun to try, and I'm still working my way through his most recent book.
Yeah.
So I'm happy that he's left such a wealth of material behind.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
So I'm going to delve into that.
Yeah. That's wonderful.
Yeah. So I'm going to miss him. He was, because he was from day one, since I got to BBS, he was part of it. Not only talking to him, putting on his show, but he's always, calling into the studio, giving us hell.
Yeah.
And just by and large, loving life. He really had a lot of fun in everything he did.
Right.
I really admire that about him.
Yeah. was a fabulous man.
He was. He was incredible.
Yeah.
He was a giant.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was.
But on that note, let's wrap this up.
I just want to say thank you for all the years of listening to Dr. Fred Bell's show. Hopefully it will go on, but as Don said, it might not go on. So we love you all. Thank you for tuning in, and God bless you.